You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Third and final hour now upon us. Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody, the Political Cesspool. I'm James Edwards. Keith Alexander wasn't here with us last week, but he's with us for the entire 3 hours tonight, so it sort of evens itself out. And then next week we'll be back on to our regular schedule of Keith on for the first half of the program, Eddie on for the last, in addition to featured guests of the night. Speaking of featured guests, a little later on this hour you're going to hear from the one and only Sam Bushman, talk radio legend, and he's going to help sort things out with us and join the party, as it were. But first, Keith, there's a couple of items we want to cover before Sam joins us to close out the broadcast tonight. I want to read an email we got. We want to tell you what's going on at Target, and then going to play a clip from Brother Nathaniel. But before we do any of that, you want to make a very quick comment wrapping up the discussion we were having last hour, or really a discussion that we've been having throughout the broadcast tonight. You're going to tie it all together.
I kind of dozed off and had a brief dream. It was, how do you muzzle Megyn Kelly and her poisonous anti-conservative rants on the supposedly conservative Fox News Network? I've got the perfect idea after listening to that Bernie Sanders story. We get a couple of black women purporting to be members of the Black Lives Matter group, bust into the studio, commandeer the microphone, and then we'll be treated to the spectacle of her bowing down like Jimmy Swaggart, saying, I have sinned, and calling her the white supremacist Megyn Kelly for no other reason than the fact that she is white. And let her undergo that, and of course, she'd be sputtering like a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower with a bad spark plug. Because there's nothing she could say within the bounds of political correctness, just like Bernie Sanders couldn't, that could not be construed as anti-black or racist. So, you know, what happened to Bernie Sanders? If it can happen to Bernie Sanders, it can happen to anybody. And, you know, this is the Achilles heel of liberalism now. You know, they can basically shut down all of the white liberals by just having an angry black person come in and purport to have a grievance that takes precedence over the speech that the white liberal has in store or proposed to make.
And I can't believe that Bernie Sanders would have said anything with which she could have taken issue, but nevertheless,
he was as meek as a lamb. I mean, in fact, it was really kind of embarrassing. You talk about a girly man. Take a look at this video and draw your own conclusion.
All right. Well, we got an email in, and this is the kind of people that we reach on this award-winning broadcast. You know, the Political Cesspool has just built such a following over the last decade and then some. This email comes in, and we get emails like this every day. I mean, every day. And they all mean equally as much to me, and I'm sure to Keith and Eddie as well, that we continue to reach people, find people. Dear Mr. Edwards, I recently stumbled upon the Political Cesspool, and I'm now playing catch-up in the broadcast archives. Having served in Bosnia and Afghanistan, grown up in a red state, and participated in the recent conservative troll raids, I cannot tell you how great it is to find people like you who have been challenging the narrative for years. I sincerely want to thank you for what you're doing, and I hope that you'll keep up the good work. Now, this comes from a listener by the name of Mr. Findlay, and we won't give out any more information than that. But this is a guy, Keith, once again, all-American by what little evidence we have from this email. Grew up in a red state, served in Bosnia, Afghanistan. Almost 11 years on the radio. He's finding us for the first time, and he can't get enough of us. He's going back and listening to us in the broadcast archives. And I want to tell you something, Mr. Findlay. Send me your email or your snail mail address. We're going to send you a copy of Racism Schmacism, free of charge, complimentary. I'd be happy to do that. And welcome to the broadcast. More people every week tuning into this show than the week before.
Okay, let me use this opportunity to plug ourselves, okay? This is commonplace for us. It's just like the Trump presidential candidacy. People are so hungry and thirsty for this message, a full-bodied, manly defense of conservatism, that when they find it, it's like they've found El Dorado, the city of gold or something. And basically, if you really want to transform America, your money, you'd get the most bang for your buck by sponsoring our program in a area where it's not presently on a mainstream media outlet. There are plenty of radio stations now that will sell you the time. We need this message on major stations in Texas, in all over the nation, in Kansas, in Ohio, anywhere. We have some outlets in the South. We need more. But if you want to do something that will really get the word out and start a prairie fire of conservatism, that's the best way to do it. Get in touch with us, and we'll tell you how to get it done.
Well, that's absolutely right, Keith. And until we have an affiliate in every city like Rush Limbaugh does, we will continue to build upon the affiliates that we do have. And, of course, in the meantime, the Internet makes it available to all. But
what the left has taught us is that money talks and BS walks, and everything except money is BS. You've got to have money. You can't go big or go home. And if you really support this message, we got to get the word out, and we can't just be available to those of us who are computer savvy. We've got to get out on the general airwaves. That's how you start making a real difference.
And, of course, that's what's made the political cesspool so special since day one, is that we do have the anchoring and the credibility and the legitimacy that comes from being a major AM, FM broadcast entity. We're on these terrestrial stations, but we need more. As Keith's right, we need more. We're on a few. We need more. We need to be everywhere, and thankfully we are growing, and here's the proof. Well, I'll tell you, Keith, on one hand, you can look and things are getting better. On the other, it's more progress. Well, they call it progress.
One step forward, two steps back.
Or something like that. I mean, we can quibble if we've taken a couple of steps forward recently and only one step back. But either way, it's not unimpeded steps in the right direction. Target. What are they? I mean, they're not department stores.
We're the target. They're showing us traditional conservative Americans are their true target.
What is Target, though? It's not a grocery store. It's not a department store. What would you call it?
You call it just a general store, like an old-fashioned general store, I guess. Well, it has all of those things.
Nothing old-fashioned about Target here. Target is removing gender-based labeling. They don't want to be offensive, you see. Kids visiting Target stores will no longer have to consider their gender while shopping, the story reads. The retailer announced Friday that it will start removing gender-based labeling in its toy department, bedding department, and entertainment department around its stores nationwide. The company says the decision comes after feedback and suggestions from customers. So I guarantee you what happened. They got, I don't know how they're going to find their tampons. I mean, this is the thing. I bet two people sent in a letter, and they just caved. As guests have pointed out, listen to what they said, Keith. This will really set you up. As guests have pointed out, in some departments like toys, home, or entertainment, suggesting products by gender is offensive. Reads a statement from Target. We heard you, and we agree. Right now, our teams are working across the store to identify areas where we can phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. Keith.
A better balance. It's all you've got 3% telling the other 97% how to live, which is the way the liberals have operated since the Brown decision. Just think of this. You know, I guess even with tampons, there might be an aspiring Bruce Jenner among their customer base that would be offended. Are they going to have unisex bathrooms? Man, this is it's mind-boggling, but this is the times in which we live, folks. We're just reporting it.
I gotta take a break on that. We'll be back. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, so folks, we told you what's going on in Target, so look forward to those progressive changes coming soon to one of the Target outlets near you.
Free at last.
You know, and they've got, I think we've mentioned it on this show, this summer has been so busy for the political cesspool. Never before have we covered so much news in such a short amount of time.
You know, I said the progressive agenda is proceeding at warp speed for some reason this summer. I have no idea why, but it's incredible. And I guess it's good because it has provoked a backlash.
With regards to these Confederate flag rallies that we've been covering so much,
Donald Trump's
candidacy,
and even things like the conservative,
right, idea. Yeah, that's another thing we've been you actually just covered right there, three of the main topics we've been covering since June, and then of course, in the meantime, slow and steady wins the race. The slow and steady growth continues for this program every year. We're a little bit bigger, a little bit better than we were the previous year, and we like that upward trajectory. And I can't remember if we covered this on the show or not. I think I've mentioned it. But, you know, the Duggars got booted off of the Learning Channel. Their series is gone.
They're just not as entertaining as the Kardashians,
obviously. Right, that's right. But in their place, they've got this new show called I Am Jazz. Now, here's the story about I Am Jazz. This is, you know, they already have on E! TV, entertainment television, the I Am Kate show, which is about Bruce Jenner dressing up in drag and pretending to be a woman, although that's not exactly how they put it. But they got this show that took the Duggar spot called I Am Jazz. And what this is, it's this family. And they've got, I believe, four children. And one of the children, I think when he was born, they named him Justin, but now they call him Jazz. Oh, by the way, Jazz is a girl now, don't you know? Despite having male biological anatomy, when he was a young boy, Keith Justin, I think is his name, he liked to dress up in his sister's, you know, underwear and things like that. So his parents knew when they saw this that obviously he was assigned erroneous gender, so they began to they began to raise their son as a girl. And now this boy, after so much psychological trauma, believes he is a girl. The parents refer to him as a her, as a she. They just call him Jazz now. But it's this courageous show, according to TLC. It all celebrates the love that this family has to let this kid be who it wants to be, and dressing up, and they're actually giving this child, he's 13 now, they call it a she, so you know, it's confusing when you're watching these things. You're watching them refer to a boy as a she, it gets confusing. But he, despite pretending to be a she, is 13 years old now, so he would be going through puberty, but the parents love him or her, depending on your perspective, so much that they're taking him to a doctor so he can get drug treatments that will suppress what would normally happen to a young man at puberty, including the growth of facial hair. They're getting drugs. This kid's getting drugs to suppress all of that so he can live his life as she wants. I don't know how to use pronouns when talking about something so crazy, but this is what they are putting on television. This ties in with Target.
Yeah, this is the new loving parents, apparently. Can you imagine being the mother or the father of this child and putting up with it? I can't wait to see these parents and see what type of spineless, politically correct wimps they must be, both of them. Can you imagine?
Well, tune into the I Am Jazz show on TLC and you can watch them.
Yeah, we got to watch that. And meanwhile, the Duggars are just, they're beyond the pale. They're just, they represent oppression and gender stereotyping and whatnot. So we can't have them on the show or have a show about them. They are absolutely psychologically conditioning the American public with shows like this that are being portrayed as normative when they're probably less, they represent less than one half of 1% of the American population is anything like this. They get the weirdest family in the world, weirdest individuals in the world, and they portray them as if they're mainstream, trying to move us to the left. And this is cultural Marxism. This is polymorphous perversity, as Herbert Marcuse called it.
Well, and here's the thing, Keith. My 5-year-old daughter, Isabel, started kindergarten last Monday. She started kindergarten in our kitchen.
You've never seen a more ladylike little girl than Isabel. Let me say that.
Well, thank you, Keith. She started kindergarten, and she started it in our kitchen. We filed all the paperwork to homeschool her. We're signed up with a homeschooling organization. We're signed up with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. We're signed up through and through. Because here's the thing. I mean, number one, we can't afford, you know, private schools today, private Christian schools in Memphis run at between $5,000 and $10,000 per year, and that starts in kindergarten.
Well, that's low, buddy. I just have to tell you, having experienced it and sending 3 boys through there, I was paying over $15,000 a year per head before it was all over with. And it's just absorbing people's wealth like a sponge.
See, here's the thing. I mean, I don't have the money to afford to send her to a school like that, and I love her too much to send her to a public school. So my wife, you know, I work about 60 hours a week. Somebody asked me on the radio in a recent interview how much time I spend on the radio show each week. It's a full-time job. You know, it's not just the 3 hours we're here, answering mail, fulfilling orders, doing other interviews, doing the website.
Doing research for the
doing
show.
Doing research, plus the time we're on traveling. You know, it's a, you know, half a day on Saturday, getting out here and back, doing the show for 3 hours. It's a full-time job to do this show. I have a full-time job on top of that. You know, so, but I love her too much. I work hard like that so my wife can stay at home. You know, I want to, even if, you know, we lived in an area where we could send her to a public school where she wasn't at risk for being white, you know, you still would be getting in the public schools this kind of propaganda, even if
that's the point. That's what I wanted to point. And also, don't fool yourself into thinking that you have insulated your child from the poison by sending them to a private school. Private school teachers go to the same colleges of education the public school teachers do. They still have to undergo the same training for certification. And you get the same left-wing garbage out of them that you get out of public school teachers. It may not be quite as extreme, but on the other hand, who wants to pay to eat a plate full of bologna? You know, and that's the kindest word I can call it. Really, homeschooling is becoming more and more the only choice for conscientious parents that want their children to be raised to have traditional values and concept about gender, for example.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, if you send her to a private school, you know, you're going to get a quasi-Christ-centered education, which is important to us. And if you send her to a public school, even if you send her to a safe public school, if you lived in an area that, you know, she wouldn't have to go there and be in fear for her safety, you're still going to get all of the propaganda. You're going to get this stuff teaching them that gender is a social construct. You're going to get
just
all
like race.
Right. You're going to get all that nonsense. And so, you know, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it with either of our kids. I work hard so my wife can stay home. We're not rich, but we make enough to where my wife doesn't have to work, thank God. And we're going to be homeschooling our kids because I'm telling you. And I know not everybody can do that. And if you're not in a position to do that, I completely understand. You're not a bad parent if you can't homeschool your children. But
basically, our government has let you down.
Right.
Our public school, our school system, our education system, and the government generally have let you down. They are promoting garbage as being a jewel, and jewels are being cast into the garbage.
Well, I was very proud of my wife, and we took all the pictures on Monday. I mean, we got up, got dressed. You know, she put on her Kindergarten Here I Come t-shirt, and she marched over. We got this little school area set up. We've got all of the, you know, paperwork so we can file the grades, and, you know, we're doing it. You know, we're all in on this, but I was really proud of my wife for setting up the curriculum, setting up the school area, and, you know, that started on Monday. So, you know, because of this thing with Target, because of the stuff you see on television, you know, the education industry is equally corrupt, if not more so. So that's what we're doing. And when we come back, we're going to hear a quick clip from Brother Nathaniel on the future of the church. It's not just schools. Churches are in trouble, too, now. As we know, we talk about that a lot.
Being infiltrated just like every other institution.
We'll
cultural Marxism.
Fill you in right after this.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, we have been through a lot together, haven't we? God bless y'all. You know, we love you with all of our hearts. We really do. Sincere appreciation, respect, and admiration from those of us here on the staff and crew, myself, Keith Alexander, Eddie Miller, Winston Smith, Art Frith, Scoop Stanton, Sean Berg, and Sam, all the rest that make up our team on the air and behind the scenes. We have nothing but love and goodwill towards everyone out there who makes up our listening audience. And it has been such a wonderful ride so far, and we look forward, God willing, and your support holds strong, because we can't do without it. We look forward to many more years together as well. And we've had a lot of highlights together. We've had some hard times together. And, you know, we've even lost some of our people along the way. Bill Rowland losing his battle to cancer a couple of years ago. And I bring up Bill Rowland because when we had our rally at Nathan Bedford Forest Park, gosh, when was that now? Wasn't that long ago. I can't remember.
June 24th.
Was it? No.
It was.
June 24th?
Yeah.
Couldn't have been. It had to be July.
No, it was June.
That's what this summer has been, folks. It's been a blur. But whatever, it was a few weeks back. And so we're at Nathan Bedford Forest Park, and then Bill Rowland's kids are there, his son and daughter. Bill had two kids. And, you know, it's really gotten me to thinking a lot about Bill lately. And one of the things Bill liked to do was interview Brother Nathaniel. If ever I delegated some time to Bill to kind of, you know, do a show, if he had to come in and fill in for me if I was out of town or traveling, or for whatever reason Bill was running the show and I was out, inevitably he would have Brother Nathaniel on. Brother Nathaniel was Bill's go-to guest. He was one of his favorite guests to have on the broadcast. And Brother Nathaniel is an incredible story. I mean, not only is his commentary great and hard-hitting and unrelenting, you know, Brother Nathaniel is a Jewish individual who converted to Orthodox Christianity. And nobody speaks truth to power with regards to Jewish power and influence more than Brother Nathaniel. And, of course, I guess his birthright gives him a little bit of cover, but, you know, he became a Christian. He's, you know, one of our greatest spokespeople on these issues. And we have a clip we're going to play for you right now. Brother Nathaniel asks, what will become of the church in post-Christian same-sex America? Let's play that clip now if we have it queued up.
The church mourns while the synagogue rejoices. 13 Jewish groups, including the American Jewish Committee and the Anti-Defamation League, applauded the Supreme Court for forcing same-sex pseudo-marriages down our throats. From start to finish, it was Jewry pushing it through. Now, why are Jews celebrating and Orthodox Christians mourning? Because the core of stable civilization is rooted in the natural family of father, mother, children. Destroy the family, and a Christian acculturation of society springing from the family is deprived of the soil from which it springs. Jewish lesbian Masha Gessen leads the attack.
I agree. It's a no-brainer that we should have the right to marry. But I also think equally that it's a no-brainer that the institution of marriage should not exist. So that the institution of marriage is going to change, and it should change. I have three kids who have five parents, more or less. And I don't see why they shouldn't have five parents legally. I don't see why we should choose two of those parents and make them into a sanctioned couple.
The Gentile family is disintegrating. Yet as much as Gessen wants to destroy marriage, Jewish families thrive. It's in the blood. Jews see themselves as a race, and its perpetuity, solidarity, and influence is dependent on the Jewish family. That will never go away. It's stronger than ever. Where does this leave the Orthodox Church? It has no effect on her polity and practice. Marriage is a sacrament by which a male and female are blessed by the priest to pursue marriage as a path of salvation through sacrifice to one another, to their children, and service to the church. This union of male and female is a sacred image. For the scriptures teach that Christ is the head of the church, just as a man is the head of the wife. The distinction of sex remains intact, regardless of Jewish redefinitions of gender roles for Gentile consumption. Jenner's just a pawn. Once he's played out, he'll be thrown to the transgender trash heap. The church has lived through Roman paganism. Now it must live through Babylon. Will Gessen and friends revoke the church's tax-exempt status for not performing same-sex civil unions? That's coming. Will the church be criminalized as an enemy of the state? That's coming too. For sodomy, which the church opposes, has been enshrined into law. Our martyrdom has only just begun. But the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
It goes to show what Christianity can do to a man once he buys in. And I'll tell you, if every person of Jewish, if the ancestry spoke like Brother Nathaniel, we'd have a lot less problems today. I can tell you that. I mean, God bless Brother Nathaniel is basically what I'm trying to say here. Keith, you listened to his presentation there, which, like everything else, like many of the things we feature on the live broadcast, can be found at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Commentary on Brother Nathaniel's commentary, Keith?
Well, Brother Nathaniel knows that the church is just another institution that sets moral and ethical values and therefore is in the crosshairs of the liberals, the leftists, the cultural Marxists. Cultural Marxism has a long march through the institution. That's one of their primary techniques. They have marched through the churches. How many churches are actually speaking out strongly about this? And if they do, there are a few fundamentalist churches that will speak out strongly about this, but you'll hear it for a week, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then it will disappear into the background. Why? Because they want to be on friendly terms with the culture. But you can't embrace a culture and embrace Christ. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. You can't keep one foot in heaven and one in hell. You've got to be all in on one or the other. Now, Brother Nathaniel understands all of this. Brother Nathaniel knows that destroying the family is one of the primary objects of liberalism. It is one of their primary goals. They have done it in several ways since the beginning of the triumph of liberalism on May 17, 1954, the date when the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education decision was handed down by the Supreme Court. One thing is feminism, radical feminism. Have you ever noticed how all the feminist leaders, Betty Friedan, Gloria Steinem, people like that, were Jewish women? Okay, but of course you're not supposed to notice that. They're just women. And they have a lot of Gentile wannabes, followers and whatnot, but the whole thing is initiated by people like Betty Friedan and Gloria Steinem. And they told people, they told the public, like Gloria Steinem said, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Okay, now they have sperm banks and they have all sorts of apparatuses and whatnot. So consequently, and they have now the legal sanction. They are now proper objects for the institution of marriage. They get treated just like a heterosexual married couple in the eyes of the law. And the churches, are they going to go along with it? Are they not going to go along with it? If they don't go along with it, Brother Nathaniel says they're going to be persecuted. They're going to lose their tax-exempt status. Well, that is obviously going to happen. If that doesn't happen, I'll eat my hat. Okay, they're going to go after them. Whether they will succeed, they will eventually succeed unless we can overthrow liberalism's hold on America. Because it's just like the hate speech or hate crime legislation that is now part of our federal law. It was brought up 43 times and defeated in Congress 43 times, but the left is like the devil. They're infinitely patient and they never sleep. They got it passed into law on the 44th try, and even though it speaks in race-neutral terms, you notice that the only hate crime prosecutions that ever are brought by the U.S. Justice Department are against whites in white-on-black crime, which is a very rare crime. The much more common crime of black-on-white crime is never prosecuted as a hate crime, regardless of what the facts support. Now, this is the left's modus operandi. You've got to understand that you can't call a truce. There will not be an equilibrium. They will not say, we've got enough. They won't give up until it's all done. Now, we have no-fault divorce. We have gay marriage, along with feminism, to destroy the American family. That's the purpose, and it's doing a marvelous job.
We've got one more segment during tonight's broadcast, and it's coming your way in minutes. Stay tuned for the closing of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool right after this.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Another 3 hours has come and gone far too quickly. We've covered a lot of ground tonight. It's very unusual that Keith and I have the entire 3 hours to ourselves without the contributions of any other co-hosts or guests, but that is the way the cookie crumbled this evening. Well, we had Scoop, of course, but Eddie was out this evening. Eddie out taking his wife out on the town, and he'll be back next week. We got some guests lined up forthcoming, and you know, Sam Bushman, the legendary Sam Bushman. We said Sam was going to come on tonight. I was erroneous in that. I was wrong in that. What Sam is going to do is be with us as a regular contributor, weighing in on the 2016 campaign season, in the 2016 election cycle. And so we will have regular contributions, or more frequent contributions, from Sam, even though he already is a regular guest on the show. We're going to have more frequent contributions from Sam in our own right. And, of course, you can listen to Sam as much as you would like, Monday through Friday, right here on the Liberty News Radio Network. Liberty Roundtable. Don't miss it. I don't. So, Keith, we've covered a lot. What do you want to cover in summation?
Well, let's just talk about it. We have had to go through the typical discouraging litany of liberal advances, things like gay marriage, things like Caitlyn Jenner, the dogged determination to muzzle and stifle true conservatism that we're seeing demonstrated by the so-called conservative news network, Fox News, and all the rest of
them. And as we've covered also tonight, the incessant attacks, both literal and physical, against our people, and the routine attacks that are going on, the desecration of Confederate monuments and graves. And I saw where the city of Memphis, man, they really went all out. They taped to the base in a very tacky fashion, and it's not even... It's just they couldn't even get the paper straight. It's kind of just taped on their
side. Did the city of Memphis do that, or did the SCV do that? Some Confederate veterans.
I assumed it was the city, but maybe it was the SCV. Well, if the SCV did it, I take it away and I appreciate it. But what it is it's just a little piece. It's so tacky, it had to be the city.
What it does, it quotes the local ordinance against defacing a grave or a monument.
Because that's probably going to get these blacks in line if they know that.
Oh yeah, you know that they're just hungering to be law-abiding citizens, and that they would never think of transgressing the law in any way.
And you have to assume that the people going up and defacing the statue each week actually possess the ability to read.
That's a big assumption in Memphis, I tell you. But nonetheless, we have,
Normally, and I don't mean to cut you off, Keith, but one more thing. I mean, normally I would take this, I'm not taking this flippantly with what happened to the Forest Monument. It just happens every week now. I mean, it loses some of the sting. Okay, well,
It's a desecration du jour.
Well, I mean, and I hate it, obviously, and it angers me, it saddens me. I mean, it disturbs me, but,
it's the times we live in, and unfortunately, it's all sanctioned, smiled upon, blessed, validated by the powers that be in America today.
Both the government in this city and the media nationally.
Now, we had the man from Hope that was supposedly the hope of the liberals back in the 90s, Bill Clinton. Now, we hope we have the man who trumps liberalism, Donald Trump. That's our best hope for change in the American political system and in our culture. So we need to get behind him. Now, let me tell you this. If, despite the best efforts of the mainstream media, the mainstream church, the mainstream educational establishment, the mainstream entertainment industry, to derail his candidacy, if he becomes the Republican candidate, be prepared for massive and unprecedented electoral fraud to take place, particularly in Democratic-run cities. You'll find preloaded voting machines and all the other things that you found during the Obama election in 2008 trumped up to the nth degree. It's going to be you've got to understand that these people will not take defeat lying down. Look what they did when Richard Nixon defeated George McGovern. They decided, we're not going to put up with even moderately conservative president. We're going to show the whole world that if you defy our desires at the ballot box, we'll take him down with an impeachment proceeding, which is what they did. Now, they continue to do things like this. They will do whatever it takes to win. They have no scruples. They have no boundaries. They are going to win at all costs because in their mind, it's a death struggle. We need to understand that, and we need to get the same mindset. This is a battle for the future, not only of America, but of Western civilization. If we want to see all the advances of the past 2,000 years go down the memory hole and get into a new dark age, just sit back and let these people do what they want. We've got to stand up and be counted.
Highlight of the show for you tonight, Keith. What was the one thing we covered or discussed that you reveled in the most?
Well, everything was great, but Brother Nathaniel's prescient, incisive observations were a highlight. I think that discussion and unmasking the deviltry of Fox News in regard to their attempts to torpedo the Trump candidacy was an important message that needed to be gotten across. Both of those.
And I can guarantee you that it is a very rare person indeed that can get the chairman of Fox to call him and basically extend the olive branch. That's how much power Trump wields.
Well, I tell you, I think they did something else, though, there. Let me tell you what they did. I think they realized that if Trump stopped playing ball with them, that Trump could make more hay with the electorate than if he were constantly subjected to more negative interviews like the Megyn Kelly debacle. Letting somebody like that continue to hector Donald Trump, I think they think will be more valuable in the long run than letting Donald Trump just turn his back on them. So they beg their way back in, but I am suspicious of their motives.
And I'll tell you this, I enjoyed discussing the dark side of Megyn Kelly. I mean, this war on women, you know, she's going to defend women from crude men with Donald Trump, but yet she goes with the most crude degenerate in all of media.
And gives an interview that, quite frankly, until a few years ago, you could expect maybe from a porn starlet and no one else. She's up here talking about topics that any reasonable, courteous, civilized person would consider beyond the pale, but she's up here
for public consumption anyway.
Yeah, right.
And this thing, I got the Washington Post pulled up. You know, we did an interview with the Washington Post earlier this year. Senior editor of the Washington Post called us for comment, Keith, as you will remember. But the Washington Post writes that Megyn Kelly vows to not be cowed by Donald Trump. And, you know, that's so unladylike. I mean, to go toe-to-toe. Yeah,
Well, not only that.
Women shouldn't be. Number one, women shouldn't be president. I mean, women have a natural, God-given gift and ability that men don't have. And we all know what that is. It's to be nurturing. It's to be loving. It's to be a mother. It's to be a supporting wife. You know, they are, you know, a part of us. We have to have them to reach our full potential. You know, that's why
but
God
they're not. Everybody is not the same. And the genders are not the same. That's just common sense. Everybody knows it. Now, Megan is so brave. She's got the entire backing of all the establishment, the news media, higher academia, the entertainment industry. Everybody is backing her against Trump, but she's bravely standing out there by herself defying Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the one who is a defiant voice, and he's unbossed and unbought, and they cannot stand it.
Washington Post writes it right here. Give credit where it's due. Trump bargained with Fox News, and Trump won, and it wasn't even close. So he got them to basically surrender on this. Getting back to my thing on women, I'll give you the final word, Keith. You know, if she can't sit there and attack these men, and you know, and then cry for protection from men because she's just a woman, you know, when it comes back at her. But I don't think women should be in that position. I don't think women should be president.
Well,
I don't
think women should be soldiers.
They should
be
police officers. They just shouldn't. Real men wouldn't let women serve in those positions because it's not to their benefit to be able to do so. You know, we would need to protect women by keeping them out of wars. What kind of sick country sends
well,
their women
look, women
war?
Are the incubators for the next generation, quite frankly, to put it in a clinical type of term. And you don't put them in the front line. That's why men gave up their seats on the lifeboats to women when the Titanic went down. That's the way that civilization has always treated women, and now women want the best of both worlds, and you can't get the best of both worlds. It doesn't work that way. I'm looking forward to Trump winning so he can tell Megyn Kelly and every other liberal in America, you're fired.
I'm sure he would if he actually employed her. I'm sure that would have been exactly what happened. You said earlier in the last commercial break you had a sizzling final comment.
That was it. I wanted to say Donald Trump's signature line in his Apprentice show is, you're fired. Well, I hope he stays true to his casting and basically tells the liberals of America, you're fired, I'm not conceding, I don't need your help, I don't need your money, go fly a kite, I'm going to restore the America that I grew up in, and you can like it or lump it. That's what we need, that's what we hope to get out of this. For the time being, I'm all in with Trump, just because You know, we don't have Pat Buchanan running, unfortunately, again. We don't have people like this.
I wouldn't vote in the Republican – let me put it this way. I wouldn't vote in the Republican primary if Trump wasn't running. And if he's not in the race when they start voting in Tennessee, I won't vote. And that's not to say I'll vote for him in the general election. Things can change. He could change. More things can come to life.
But
as of right
up.
Now, we can only talk about what we know this moment. And this is what we know.
And he's shaking it up. Now, Rick Perry has already bailed out of the race. I mean, you know, the conservatives are abandoning ship.
Well, and we've got to do so now, not because we want to, but because we're out of time. But we'll be back with you next Saturday, everybody. God knows. And God loves you, and so do we. So, good night, everybody. From Memphis, I'm James Edwards. He's Keith Alexander. Remember to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. Good night.
Don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.